And AI is often framed through the lens of this threat. So we can do your work isn't really valuable, and a robot's going to come and be able to replace it. The biggest fear for me, it actually isn't the existential scenarios that some people paint about the future. It's that we actually feel hopeless, because a hopeless society is a disempowered society. And a disempowered society doesn't do anything. So could those be wiped out? Potentially, but that's where their forecasts tend to end. It's over. All the best to everybody else. I see a part two to that. When an input becomes more abundant, so in this case, it's going to be, we'll say intelligence, the economy will reconfigure around that new resource becoming abundant. And it could reconfigure in really strange ways, the same way when communication and distribution became free and abundant, aka the internet. I mean, how would you describe the work that you and I do to somebody 150 years ago? We build Microsoft Excel sheets and we try to predict how much money people in a different country are going to have. Well, why would you do that? Like, all of these things that we've created don't necessarily make sense out of context. And that's why whatever comes next won't really make sense to us right now. So expect life to be quite different in some ways, better in some, just strange in others. And I think the more you can lean into the future, the more in control you're going to be of this moment.